This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. And we went a little longer than we had anticipated with James Carville, and we're glad we did. But Arianna Newman, the fabulous writer, will be with us in the next few days. Her book is When Time Stopped. And we'll also hear from Christine Perkins from the Ballet Theater. But we're with another artistic person with the East Baton Rouge Parish Library. She's been with us many times, Mary Stein. Good morning to you.
Good morning,
Jim. I've been seeing you for 40 years.
That's right. We're both young.
That's right. She and I were at Louisiana State University together, Pentagon Cafeteria back
That's
in the
it.
Day. But she is holding court at the main library at Goodwood. And this Saturday, March 7th, 6 o'clock, you're going to unveil the One Book, One Community entry for this year. This is quite a celebration every year, and certainly a notable choice for 2020.
That's right. This is our 14th year, and this year we're proud to announce that we are reading or submitting for your consideration in the community the book Americana by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. And so the kickoff party will have the flavor of Nigeria, the United Kingdom, and America, because that's where our heroine of the book goes. She and her the love of her life spend time in Nigeria. She goes to Princeton. He goes to London. And you know the movie where they say make good choices?
Yes.
Well, there's no novel if they don't make bad choices. So this novel follows their journey to America and England. It's not an immigration story. It's a journey. They each go places. They get their green cards. They work. They go to school. They make some bad choices. And they end up back in Nigeria many years later. It's a wonderful book. It's lyrical. It's engaging. It's a national award-winning book. And she is a national award-winning author.
Well, you've had fascinating choices in the past. In one year, it was Immaculée Ilibagiza.
Yes.
And what a story that was.
Yes.
And one of the most fascinating guests I've ever shared the microphone with. And this is another person with a great name, Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie.
That's right.
And the book got all kinds of plaudits. A review from NPR says, a knockout of a novel about immigration, American dreams, the power of first love, and the shifting meanings of skin color. A lot of topics there.
That's right, because she, as an African woman from Nigeria, comes to Princeton. Well, she goes several places in America, and her view of America is totally different from yours, mine, or any other American. And so she looks at race and, in fact, starts to make her living blogging about race. So we'll have programs on how to blog. We'll have programs on how to podcast, because that's just the next thing. We'll have programs on hair. We'll have programs on food. We'll have wonderful music. Kumbuka will join us later in the month. And the kickoff will feature the IMI Drummers Collective out of Lafayette. So there'll be a lot of rhythm and dance, as well as delicious things to eat and smell and people to talk to.
Eat and smell.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Or maybe smell and eat.
Whatever. Americana is the book. That's Americanah. And it's from Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. And the celebration is the One Book, One Community selection. Is this Saturday, 6 o'clock, at the main library at Goodwood. And the main library was refurbished. How many years in its new configuration?
We are now 6 years
that
old.
That is amazing.
And millions, more than a million of people have come through our doors since we first opened. So we're actually having to start recovering the furniture and repainting the rooms.
Well, it's a spectacular place. And as we know, many bookstores have gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
But for those who like books and like to mingle, you actually can do that too. You won't have a lot of people going, shh.
No shushing. And it's free, of course. It's a family-friendly event, so there will be balloons and games and prizes, and there will be face painting and caricatures, and then fun music. So I expect you to be putting some moves on the floor there.
Well, I hope to be there this Saturday, 6 o'clock. At the main library. You knew this question was coming. And by the way, some others, if you're so inclined, can get under the wire, talk at talklouisiana.org or 877-217-5757. Mm-hmm. What about the downtown library? How's it looking right now?
Oh, it's coming. On Mardi Gras, while y'all were out partying, I was there with some other staff members, and we shelved fiction. I myself shelved M through Z. So we're slowly...
M through Z. That's 14 letters of the alphabet.
I was very efficient. My fingers still are kind of numb. But we're bringing in the books from where they've been in storage slowly. We're still waiting for several waves of furniture to arrive. So, you know, I'd like there to be chairs before we open the building. So later this spring, expect an announcement next month, perhaps, of when we'll actually have that soft opening. And then we'll, once the building is totally installed and all the equipment's there and all the maker space and the media lab and the teen programming spaces are all finished out, then there'll be a ribbon cutting later, probably this summer.
All right. Well, the library is a fantastic entity. Baton Rouge has always had big participation. We have quite a literate population here. We know we have people who are without education, but those who have it tend to like books, and they tend to go to the library, and the main library is quite a show place. But that building downtown is absolutely beautiful. There obviously have been some problems, but it really adds a lot to the landscape.
It's magnificent inside and out, and there's a view from every window on every floor. It's phenomenal. So it's a welcoming place, and I think people will really enjoy it. So I can't wait to let you in.
All right, another listener, this is Ruth, asking about Sarah Broom.
Yes.
And Sarah Broom's a noted author who also will be coming, I think this is to the Goodwood location as well.
That's right.
When does that happen?
So that will be later in the month on Saturday, March 21st, again, an after-hours program. That way people have plenty of time to finish what they're doing on Saturday and refresh themselves. Come Saturday, March 21st, it starts at 7, and this will be very special because Sarah M. Broom, who is the National Book Award winner, author of The Yellow House,
yeah.
Right. She will be there. And the author of The Revisioners, which is also up for major awards, Margaret Wilkerson Sexton, will be there. And they're going to interview each other. They have a wonderful rapport speaking to each other. And this will be a totally different kind of thing for us. It won't be me asking them questions. It won't be them doing a lecture. It'll be more spontaneous. And I'm really looking forward to that format.
All right. That's on the 21st, two weeks from Saturday, same time?
That's right.
6 o'clock?
Well, 7 o'clock for that. And we'll open the doors probably around 6:30.
Sarah M. Broom, author of the New York Times bestseller and National Book Award winner, The Yellow House, which is a haunting and unforgettable memoir about the relentless pull of home and family set in a shotgun house in New Orleans.
That's right.
It has a local hook as well. And I think... tell me if I'm wrong, but I think there's going to be a TED Talk involving this Saturday's guest.
Right. So Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie is one of the most popular TED Talk presenters on the international level. And I can't bring her in. But she has podcasts. She has that wonderful TED Talk that's got a lot of zeros behind the views. And we'll be doing some corporate listening, kind of like bowling alone
this
together.
Next Wednesday, right?
Yes, that's
week
one of
today,
the events.
At 6:30. Free screening of Adichie's The Danger of a Single Story. In the talk, she shares that our lives and our cultures are composed of many overlapping stories, tells her story of how she was found and cultivated her authentic cultural voice, and it's all on display this Saturday in full bloom as the One Book, One Community selection for 2020, the 14th year this has happened. Main Library at Goodwood, 6 p.m. Saturday, and you have spent your career doing this.
I have.
You look like you're having fun.
I love it.
Mary Stein, how many years at the library, Mary?
I'm heading to 35.
35 years. Wow, you were a babe when you started, and her enthusiasm is a wonder. So thanks.
Well, when you love what you do, it's easy to do it.
Thanks for doing what you do.
And, thank you,
thanks
Jim.
Thanks for keeping the library tall and proud in East Baton Rouge Parish. Dow Jones Industrial Average coming back just a bit. It was up over 700 earlier today. Now it's 469 ahead in the green zone. Dow's at 26,387. So in the 3 years and 2 months of Donald John Trump in the White House, the Dow has gained over 30% in value, even with the downfall that we've had in the last week or so. But that compares not as favorably with Barack Obama, who had a 149% gain in his 8 years, 149. So that would mean over a four-year period, 75%. Trump's at about 30, 32% right now. And William Jefferson Clinton in his 8 years, 229% gain. 229% gain. And, oh, by the way, inherited a $400 billion deficit that was a surplus when he left office. And William Jefferson Clinton is without doubt the best president since FDR when it comes to managing the economy, and gets very little credit in certain places for his work. And we are trying to get your support as we have our first pledge drive of the year. And we've started it today thanks to Janie Smith. And WRKF's Board of Directors is giving an additional $40 for every gift that comes in by 10 o'clock. So you've got a few minutes left. We might stretch it a moment or two. By 10 o'clock, if you can contribute, you can have the 40th anniversary WRKF and Morning Edition commemorative mug available for only $10 a month. So we hope you'll contribute to this fine entity, which began in this community in 1980. There was a presidential election that year. The incumbent president, Jimmy Carter, got only six states in losing to Ronald Reagan. What will happen in November with Donald Trump seeking re-election? Will he get six states? Will he get 16? Will he lose the popular vote and win the election? We'll be talking about it. We'll follow it. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial.